of the Hallmarkies podcast. I am really thrilled today to be here to talk with another member of When Calls the Heart cast. We love talking with the Hardys actors. And so today we have actress Kayla Wallace on the podcast, and I'm film critic Rachel Wagner. I'm so delighted to be here. And Kayla, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. So what we like to do to start off our interviews is we like to give our guests a chance to introduce themselves and tell us what inspired you to become an actress.
Okay. Yes, I'm Kayla Wallace. I'm an actress from Vancouver. I play Fiona on When Calls the Heart. And yeah, what inspired me? Oh, goodness. That I started as a little kid in dance and musical theater, and I always knew that performing arts was the career path for me. And musical theater grew to acting in high school, and that's when I sort of found film and television acting as a career choice. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think of it before then. It was just theater and song and dance, and I did a bit of singing too, but I found it was a workshop actually. Some Vancouver actresses came to my high school and put a film and TV acting workshop on, and that's what sparked it for me.
Yeah. So if they did the When Calls the Heart musical episode, you'd be good to go.
I am crossing my fingers for that musical episode. Our cast is just so, we have so many musical actors on our show. I think it would be a great idea, personally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be really fun. And we get huge ratings. So why not?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So what do you think back then, what was it that you liked about or found appealing about acting?
Specifically film and TV acting, I loved how detailed you had to be. It was more of a challenge to me, I think, than theater acting. Having to be super specific more detailed and focused with your work, that sort of is what really got my attention. And what performing in general, ever since I was a little kid, I was always performing, even in front of my family at holidays and stuff like that. I loved being in front of people. I loved being in front of a crowd. So,
well, I always like to ask too, What were you in any popular shows? Like you said, in high school, were you in any popular musicals?
Oh, I played Mary in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Nice. I'm
Mary Magdalene. I was in a Snow White musical that my high school wrote. I played Snow White, and I was in Annie. I played Pepper, the feisty. Nice. Orphan. So those are my three musicals that I did in high school.
That's good. So they had older, the orphans were a bit older in your production.
In our version, yes.
That's good. Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, I did theater in high school too. I was in Bye Bye Birdie was probably favorite one that I did. That was really fun. And then I was in The Wiz, which was a lot of fun. It was an all white version of The Wiz, but it was fun. We enjoyed it.
I miss musicals. So let's cross our fingers for that one called The Heart musical episode.
Definitely. So how did you kind of make the transition into actually getting an agent and auditioning for roles and that whole thing to actually making it start of your career?
So right after high school, I went to a performing arts college, and so I knew that I wanted to do some schooling. I didn't know how much, and I went and did 1 year at this performing arts college, and it was a great college where you got to do basically everything: dancing, acting, and singing. There was everything from ballet to Shakespeare to stage combat, and the film and TV unit that we did, I just knew that I loved it and that was what I wanted to do. So after a year of college, I moved to Vancouver and started taking classes with an acting studio, got an agent, and I just kept taking class, and I started auditioning.
Did you have a mini freak out when you got your first role? You were just really excited.
Yes. Yeah. My very first audition with my agent in Vancouver was this commercial for Olay skincare, and it was my very first audition. I went to the audition and I booked that job, and I could not believe it. It was, and people on set were like, just so you know, there's going to be like 30 more of these before you book your next one. It's not common to book your first audition, but great for you. but before I even had an agent, before I moved to Vancouver, I did the movie Disney's Descendants, and that I went to an open dance call, and I got a job as a dancer on that movie. So that was actually my first job. But as far as acting goes, when the camera's on you specifically, that commercial was my first.
That's my exciting.
Get
a national brand commercial first off. That's not too shabby.
It was great that it didn't end up, I think it didn't end up being sold or something like that. I never saw it anywhere, but still it was pretty cool to jump right in with a brand like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Well, very good. And so you were the first Hallmark movie that you have done. Well, you have only done one aside from the one called The Heart Christmas movie. You did Once Upon a Prince, which we really enjoyed on the podcast. And so were you the sister in that the sister? Yeah. Okay. They really liked shopping, right?
Sister. Yes. A character trait I also have. Yes. Avery was the bubbly, fun sister who was obsessed with shopping.
Because that year, because of the royal wedding, we got so many princess movies that year.
It was a little
overwhelming, but we really enjoyed Once Upon a Prince, and we actually even read the novel that it was based on, and we enjoyed
that. Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. The thing I liked the best was when he was like rage gardening. He was like really mad. He's just like gardening or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk to me, mom.
Right.
He did.
Right.
That was funny to me.
I know.
And he's like he's wearing his shirt from the gardening store. It's like passive aggressive.
I know. That was good. So funny. Puts the shirt on and angry garden.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Yeah. And, yeah.
But that must have been a pretty fun one to work on.
I loved that project. I love comedy. That's sort of where my heart is, comedic roles. So I like with Fiona that I get to play with that a little bit. But
yeah.
also with Avery, that was something that I loved to play with because she was sort of the comedic relief of the movie.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And you got to work with Megan Park and the whole cast. It's been fun.
Megan Park and Jonathan Keltz, they were both so great. I think 2 years ago now. Time has flown. But they were so great and they taught me a lot too.
Yeah.
I was somewhat fresh to the acting world. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's great. Did you know the whole Hallmark scene and the because they don't have Hallmark Channel in Canada. Is this something that you were kind of aware of?
I mean, I'd seen some Christmas movies that, because there's some channels that will play Hallmark movies around Christmas time. But I had never really dove into realize like how big of a community it is, and especially the When Calls the Heart community. I had no idea that about the fan base and it's a whole world in its own. So Once Upon a Prince got me started, and then I have now seen many a Hallmark movie.
Oh, good.
But yeah.
That's good.
Hey guys, Cammie here. If you're enjoying this episode, then have you ever thought about becoming a patron? Because when you are a patron, not only do you get to hear all of this awesome stuff, but you get giveaways and access to them. You get exclusive episodes that only you hear. And the best part is you can be a patron on Patreon for as low as $2 a month. So with all of this chilly weather that's going on outside, and you want that nice cup of hot chocolate to cuddle up with, it costs less than that. Less than a cup of hot chocolate per month. So if that sounds like something good to you, then go to Patreon and you can join for as little as $2 a month. And remember, you get exclusive episodes that only you hear, and you get to participate in giveaways, which awesome. We got some really awesome swag happening. So come and join us and we can't wait to see you.
So what was that all like with getting added into the When Calls the Heart cast? I mean, so you just auditioned, for it, or how did that all happen?
So they were looking for this Fiona character, I guess, and they couldn't find her, is what I was told, that they were auditioning actresses, and they knew me from Once Upon a Prince, and they asked me to audition. I think it was on a Sunday. They asked me to audition for the next morning. So I remember I was at my restaurant job. I was serving, and I get this email for this audition. And the next morning, I went into the casting studio and read for Fiona. And I was the only person there, and I was sort of nervous about it, as you are with auditions. And I was like, I wanted to just forget about it. So I went home to Victoria on Vancouver Island, and I thought, okay, it's time's done. And I knew that Fiona would start filming really soon. So I knew that if I got it, I would either find out soon or I wouldn't find out. So with a sense of panic and wanting to forget about it, I went home to my parents' house and that was Monday night. And by the time I got to their house, I found out that I got it the next day, that I had to go right back to Vancouver, had a costume fitting. And the next day after that, I was on set. So it was like the fastest project and role that I had to learn and create. But that was kind of cool because you just get thrown right in. But right away, the cast was so welcoming. And I'm not just saying that, everybody was so awesome. And yeah, I developed this Fiona character within a couple of days, and then obviously got to keep growing her as time went on. But it was a very fast job landing.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So do you have any idea kind of what had just happened as with the show with Jack and everything, or did that all kind of
I hadn't watched the show before my audition. So then right before my audition on that Monday, and I was studying on that whole night, I watched some episodes, and I watched as much as I could in the short amount of
right.
time. But I
one
had,
night.
But I didn't really realize how big of a community the Hardys were until later. But yeah, I learned about Jack and everything like that, but I didn't really, I had to take time to dive in, and I actually watched seasons, like all five seasons before me, to try to catch up. But
yeah,
since it was so fast, I had to I had to do as much as I could in that short amount of time. But yeah,
you're like, I think a binge watch is in order here.
Yes, up. And that's what I did.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you were added around the same time as for the same season as Kevin and Chris were added. Mm-hmm. So that must have been an interesting experience to kind of go through that to be the newcomers with them.
Totally. Yeah. You definitely felt that, like, everyone felt a sense of change as newcomers. Like I said, like I really it took a little bit for me to understand how big of a loss it was for the community to lose Jack as a character. And it was great to be a part of building this new community with these three new people that come to town. And it was really cool coming back for season seven when, you know, we've all worked together. There was definitely more of a sense of a family. In the first year, it was sort of, everyone was sort of getting their toes wet and didn't know their place yet. But it was all fun. So
cool.
Yeah.
Very good. We know obviously that they are trying to do this love triangle between Lucas and Nathan and Elizabeth, but I'm curious, do you think that there's potential for Lucas Fiona at all?
Because
I feel like their personalities are very similar.
They could match. I think they would challenge each other.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's some hashtag that's going around. Team. it was not Luke Fee. It was something, I forget what it was.
Oh, really?
Team people sort of putting that in the air, but I don't know. I don't think that.
Maybe
I don't know.
Too similar, maybe.
Maybe too similar. Yeah.
Interesting. What do you like about playing Fiona? What do you like about her character?
I love that she's a strong working woman in 1917, when that wasn't that common. You really have to have guts to succeed in a business as a woman. I love her spunk and her sass, and And she really cares. I think she showed up to this new town and people were judging her, and I liked the way that she took everything that was happening with a grain of salt. She used it as an opportunity to teach Hope Valley about certain things that they may not know about in the little small town. And then she also learned from them. So
yeah,
her empathy. I admire that in her too.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you were rushed when you first started the season, but have you kind of done any sort of research into that time period, or people, the phone operators or anything like that to kind of for your character?
Yeah, I watched quite a few, like most videos that you can find online aren't from that far back of switchboard operators. I couldn't find any from that time period, but like the 20s, there's some footage online of these ginormous switchboards. Hope Valley has a tiny little switchboard with, I don't know, maybe there's 12 phone lines.
Yeah.
But I've seen some videos where there's hundreds, and these women have cords, you know, going from here to there and back and forth. And it would take a lot of focus. It would take a lot of focus to keep everything in order and not get the cords all tangled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you think if you had Fiona's job, you'd be tempted to listen in on everybody's conversations?
Me, Kayla, do I think I would listen in? Or I don't think I would. I would feel too guilty.
Yeah.
I'm unlike Florence in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
If there was a particularly good piece of gossip, it might be tempting, but I don't know. Sometimes you just want to stay out of the drama.
Yeah. It keeps things exciting, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite scene or favorite episode that you have that you've shot as Fiona?
You know, I really love the couple scenes that I've shot with Loretta, with Florence. The Florence and Fiona pair. We had that scene in the Christmas episode where we exchanged gifts. And the scene last year when Florence runs out after she gets flustered on the job, and Fiona sort of brings her back up. But there's something about that relationship. Loretta and I talk about this often on set, that there's just something about this relationship when these two women who come from completely different ends of the spectrum, they somehow connect and so need each other in these times, and their support for each other. So any scene with Florence, also because she's such a funny character to work with, it's those are yeah, probably my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun. So we have season 7 that's already started. And we don't want any spoilers, but is it a fun season to shoot?
Very fun. Fun's a great word. I think there's a lot of lightness that was added and some drama too. You guys will definitely get to see some, but it was a really fun season to shoot. It flew by. Time flies when you're having fun, it was so much fun, and I can't wait for everybody to see what's coming.
That's exciting. Well, we like to end our interviews with what we call the Team B questions. They're just some silly questions that Amber found in an old issue of Teen Beat. So here we go. First question is, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Ben and Jerry's dairy-free peanut butter and cookies.
Oh, You're good.
Real specific.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Okay. What music are you into right now?
Country. Country.
Nice.
I'm a country girl.
Good. Okay. What is your go-to date night food?
Ooh, tacos.
Ah, yum. Okay. and what is your go-to date night activity if you're going out doing something?
Oh, I mean, I food is probably number one.
Yeah.
I love trying new food spots. I love the movies too. Love popcorn and seeing movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we always say here on the podcast that the key to the dinner and movie date is that you need to do, people do it wrong. You need to do movie and then dinner. Because then you can talk about the movie at dinner.
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so, all right, very good. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Okay. Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Yeah, me too. Would you rather be in fancy dress or sweats?
Sweats, for sure.
What is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Christmas. Even though my birthday is on Halloween, Christmas takes the cake for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to with home, you know, being in the Hallmark family to pick Christmas, I think.
Right? Yeah.
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 So last question, and you can pick one of your own. It's fine. What is your favorite Hallmark movie?
Favorite Hallmark movie? I'm gonna go with our Christmas episode from this year. I loved it. I watched it with my family and they really loved it. Yeah, I'm going with that.
That's fun. You had a little Christmas Day watching party?
Oh, we did. Mm-hmm. My mom and grandma are both very much hearties. So
Oh, cool. That's great. Yeah. Well, we're really excited to see what happens with Fiona and see what happens with your career. And thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, guys have a great day.
Do you have social media that you'd like to share?
I sure do. Yeah, I have Instagram and Twitter. Both are the same handle. It's at I'm Kayla Wallace.
Great. We'll have that all in the description section so people can check that out and then make sure to follow you. And just off the I'm thinking I am not 100% sure when I'm going to air this. It might actually be in a couple weeks because it can be any time during When Calls the Heart, so it might not be unless you want it to be at a particular time.
Whenever. For you guys. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. So that's what I'll probably, it'll probably be in 2 weeks is the plan.
Cool.
So anyway, well, thank you very much, Kayla. I really appreciate it. And we'll have to have you back on another time.
I would love that.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Kayla for coming on the podcast. It was so nice. So fun. And make sure you're following her and all her social medias. And let us know what you think of the different things that we talked about. And you can follow the podcast everywhere at Hallmarkies Pod, Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. It really helps us. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. It helps us so much. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes, so make sure to check that out. And we have our weekly coverage of When Calls the Heart. So that is so much fun. You definitely, if you're hearty, you definitely want to listen every week for that. And so thanks so much to Kayla. Please consider joining our Patreon group. It really helps us out a lot. And then we also have our merch store, which has tons of Hardy's inspired merch. So check that out as well. So thank you very much to Kayla, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.